cash Fed cattle trade continued slow and at generally steady prices on Thursday. USDA projects a decline in beef production next year, which would be the first time that happened in 7 years. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 21st of May. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade continued in Nebraska on Thursday at $120 a hundredweight, which was steady with last week. Established trade elsewhere this week is at mainly steady money as well. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.54 lower Thursday, pressured by the mostly 12 to 13 cent bounce higher in corn futures through July of 22, as well as the dour fed cattle market. Live cattle futures closed mixed though, from an average of 22 cents lower to an average of 43 cents higher, helped along by stellar wholesale beef prices. Choice box beef cutout value was 80 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $324.18 a hundredweight. Select was $1.92 higher at $301.61. Net U.S. beef export sales added optimism for the week ending May 13th. They were 56,900 metric tons, according to the U.S. export sales report from USDA. That's a market year high, up noticeably from the prior week and from the previous four-week average. By the way, the average dressed steer weight for the week ending May 8th was 896 pounds, which was 5 pounds heavier than the previous week and even with the same week last year, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight was 826 pounds, which was 2 pounds heavier than the prior week, but 3 pounds lighter than the previous year. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 700 to 975 pounds sold steady to $4 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where there are 4,447 head. Steers weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold steady to $4 lower in a light test. Feeder heifers weighing 800 to 975 pounds sold steady to $3 higher, steady at 700 to 800 pounds, and then $4 to $5 higher at 375 to 700 pounds. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, higher undertones were noted for steers weighing up to 900 pounds. Steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher, but with lower undertones at heavier weights. Heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold $2 to $6 higher, but unevenly steady at 850 to 950 pounds. There are 3,508 head on offer. Feeder steers sold $2 to $5 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 3,004 head on offer. Feeder heifers traded $1 to $2 higher. Steer and heifer calves sold steady in a light test. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $7 to $14 higher. Heifer calves weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold $3 to $7 higher and then $7 to $13 higher at heavier weights. There are 2,720 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 600 to 650 sold steady to a dollar higher at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, where there are 1,950 head. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 550 and 600 to 650 pounds sold steady to $5 higher, but $4 to $7 lower at 700 to 750 pounds. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Thursday, lifted by a rebound from the previous session's sharp decline in digital Bitcoin currency, as well as positive employment news. Weekly initial unemployment insurance claims were 444,000, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. That was 34,000 fewer than the previous week and a pandemic-era low. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 188 points. The S&P 500 closed 43 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 236 points. Beef production next year is projected to be 2% less than this year at 27.3 billion pounds, according to USDA's Economic Research Service. If so, that would be the first year-over-year decline of domestic beef production in 7 years. The lower projection is based on expectations that drought conditions will accelerate the pace of cattle slaughter in the second half of this year, likely reducing cattle supplies for next year. Those same expectations for increased cattle slaughter in the second half of this year led ERS to increase projected 2021 beef production to 27.9 billion pounds, which was 260 million pounds more than the previous month. In the latest livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook, ERS analysts explain a greater number of feeder cattle than expected were placed in the first quarter of this year, raising the expected pace of fed cattle marketing. As well, they say poor pasture conditions and higher feed costs will likely favor a faster pace of cattle entering feedlots, supporting higher fed cattle marketings in the second half of the year. The same conditions will likely increase culling of both cows and bulls. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 21st of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.